Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Well, he's the official AI for Latina Goth and I guess all women to send nudes to for sex. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Musubi. He's a birthday cake in a fireworks factory. The Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola Wonshung, howdy, Chila Ma. Can I pet your cat?
And not even a derogatory shot at Gravy this week because he's not here either. He's on vacation, so not for the show.
How's Gravy get vacation?
He doesn't get paid time off from the show. That's sure. Also, he doesn't get paid time on.
That's true. Unpaid intern.
Unpaid full-time employee of Nerd Talk Plus.
I love slavery. Wow. Don't clip that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've already marked it.
Cut it.
Cut it. All right, it's been added. Good. Hello, Siege. How are we?
I am so tired, my friend.
Why are you so tired? Because you've been sleeping till 1 p.m. every day?
I wish. Well, I mean, I have been. But
I wish that wasn't 100% accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I get up like around 8:30 to pee. No. The World Cup. Comedy, the Tartan Army is here. I was at the Marlins game with them.
That's and awesome. The Tartan Army being the supporters for the Scottish national team.
Yes. So many beers consumed. You know, the Marlins gave out free beers for the Tartan Army. They took up four sections in the outfield tonight. And I, like, when I told you I was running to get to the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, when you logged on, I was watching a video. It turns out that this podcast has polluted my social media feed.
Oh, it's us, huh?
I'm not saying I'm not complicit. I'm just saying that's like, it's just funny because it's just full of, I was explaining this to somebody this week. It's like, I have one friend who sends me nothing but huge breasted women. And as we know, I'm a what do we call that? I'm a flatbread pizza. What do we call it?
Flatbread pizza, thinly sliced bread.
Yeah, I forget what. It doesn't matter. And then
know who sends you that.
We were talking about that, and then she goes like, "Oh, okay." She's like clearly unimpressed by that. I was like, "But that's nothing compared to what I get from Siege." But she's like, "Oh," and I was like, "Oh." Oftentimes, I wake up and the first thing I see, I'm like, "Oh, Siege was on the Chinese internet."
It's true.
And she's like, "It's one of the best stuff." The Chinese is. Internet, and I'm like, "It's best you don't know."
That's incredible.
So when you logged on today, I was just kind of waiting for everybody, and I was watching this video, and I was like, "Is this AI?" Because it was just a large-breasted woman talking about how she ties her bathing suit top because it makes her neck hurt. But it keeps saying it in this really uncomfortable, odd way. But you could hear it.
Not uncomfortable at all.
You logged on or whatever, but it just didn't feel right. I was like, "Is this AI?" It turns out it was AI, but it's this I love it. I get duped yeah, all the time. It's not just AI, like in terms of like the video wasn't generated by AI. It's the voice caption. And it's not quite perfect at translating the language into how it's spoken in the vernacular.
Oh, I got you. So it's that new Instagram feature where if somebody, say, a Brazilian family is speaking Portuguese and they allow the translation AI on the thing, if it pops up on my phone, it looks and sounds like they're speaking English.
Exactly.
But it's just got that little bit of uncanny valley enough.
Exactly.
To like make you go like, okay, is this whole thing just, you know, a figment of my imagination or so am I in the Matrix?
Because I was like, this is AI. And so I went to the comments to find everyone else who's an expert on this calling out the creator for being AI. And I was all in Spanish. And I was like, how did this find such a largely Spanish speaking language or audience? That's so nuts. And then I was like, oh. Well, better send it to Siege.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, can't wait.
No problem.
I appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Just doing the Lord's work here. Yeah. You know me.
Republican Gerg. Also, high on faith.
Did you say high on faith?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I got to be honest. I think that's where I diverge from the gag.
There is a prayer candle with you on it. So are high in faith.
High, at least at some point. I was thinking about it the other day. It has been so long since I have done drugs.
We're going to have to fix that.
Like, I haven't had weed. I haven't, like, I mean, I've drank or whatever. I have a beer right now. But, like, yeah, beyond that. Uh-oh.
You know exactly what I have.
I think, oh boy. White Monster, everybody.
Yes. Patron saint of White Monster.
I think I'm about to sneeze. I think this is going to be a problem.
Oh, do it.
Maybe I just have like a nose hair.
Get your finger up there.
Yeah.
How many can you get in your nose?
That's one of the things that she was saying in this translation. She was like, and then, you know, it's little, but I got it, but it's up in there. And I was like, this feels like an attack. Like, the translation didn't quite work. And I was like, it's saying all these weird things that I don't appreciate.
Well, when I joined the studio, I see you looking down at your crotch.
It's talking to me.
And it's saying, I do this so I don't choke on it. And here, I'll show you.
Uh-huh. And then what?
And then you're like, hold on, I can't hear you. Shut the door! What are you doing in here? You're supposed to knock!
I feel like I'm at this point in my life now where it's like, even if you caught me up to no good, I'd be like, I can't. I don't have enough to move the needle.
You're like, what?
What?
Come in. Sit down.
You don't like it? Sign off. That's not true at all. Because I'm still full of shame. That's the weird combination, is that it's no longer nervous shame. It's just like
lazy.
It's just full shame. It's just like, this is what I am.
This is who I am. Take it or leave it.
And preferably, or probably leave it.
No. That's right. No, never.
I forgot what I texted you the other day. You sent me something in jest, and I responded to something, and you were like, Jesus, dude. I was like, oh, is it about how my parents didn't love me? And you were like, all right. My parents loved me. They just didn't know how to show me love. And I think that damaged me pretty significantly.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Did I say something about the rest of your family?
What's that?
Did I say something about the rest of your family? I don't know what I say.
No, you were just like, what does that mean? And I was like, definitely not that my family didn't love me. They were like, all right, jeez, where's this coming from? So, dude, our notes for Nerd Talk Plus are just the best. I know we've talked about all these things, but the fact that there's just a thing that says semen the game is like... Brandon hasn't been on the show in 6 weeks, so I want to bring this up. Do you know who Ken Jennings is?
Yeah.
Seattle guy, now Jeopardy, sometimes host of Jeopardy. Superstars.
Yeah. Sometimes. I thought he was the full-time host.
I thought he split it with that other lady. From the show with Sheldon on it.
The Big Bang lady?
Yeah.
Big Bangin' lady?
Yeah. Is it just Ken Jennings now?
I think it's just Ken Jennings.
Okay. He's perfect for it. So,
he's great.
I don't have an opinion on her work. I wanted LeVar Burton, but Ken Jennings, like,
would be like the two that could actually theoretically do it.
The biggest winner of all time doing it is pretty cool. But Ken also is a music guy, which I think is cool. But he brought up, Brandon, if you're listening, maybe you'll just hear this.
No, he won't.
Brought up the fact that he was college roommates with the guy that wrote the Stormlight Archive. He was sucking Stormlight with Brandon Sanderson.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, what the hell? How did this happen? I've had this on the list since around the time of I Want Siege to F*** a Furry.
We should go down this list and see. We checked it out a couple times a little while ago, but...
Okay. I mean, I'll just read some of the things. I spent the whole time trying to remember, is that Emily Blunt?
Yeah. Speaking of, I'm going to see Disclosure Day tomorrow.
Yeah, I have more thoughts about that film now that it's been a while or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, none of us a scientist, altar boy or whatever you are.
I was an altar boy.
I was
an alkalite.
You can find us online to say sexy things about Siege, nerdtalkplus.com. We'd love it if you could write a review or share with a friend or whatever. That'd be pretty nice. Again, nerdtalkplus, all spelled out, .com. Just the normal.com. And then you'll find all of our social medias, how you can find the show on the Odyssey app, on the iTunes or whatever it's called now, Apple Music and so forth. Direct, if you want to have direct interaction with Siege, that's a good place to find it there as well.
There's so many notes.
Oh,
so many random things. Well, we're still getting stuff because, you know, the bomb dropping episode was only a couple ago.
Oh boy.
So people have only had really a week to react to it. So a lot of these are directed at me for some of that stuff. Let's see. Siege is the friend who says, "Watch this," and then makes it worse.
I mean, we literally have a game.
Yeah, I know, right?
Based we've got on a that game. Entire premise.
How long have you been with us? Let's see. I'm in no way shocked by the revelation that Siege was in a CIA brain study program as a child. It makes perfect sense. Yep. yeah, here's another one. I know this is an old reference, but I feel like Siege is always playing a personal game of make it worse.
that's basically your bottom line,
yeah,
really.
Right? Correct. Oh, yeah. Also, thank you to our friend Ari for that short video.
I'm sorry, what?
Just gonna leave it there.
Hold up. Did you see?
No. Did you? No. No.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
Not for lack of trying.
Blink twice if you saw it.
Also got some answers to questions of the week.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear question of the week.
Why are my buttons not working? There we go. Someone wanted to remain anonymous and just say all 3 inches just around.
Wait, just girth?
Just girth?
The question was, if you could add 3 inches to your life, where would you put them? And this can go for guys or gals. That's fine. But like, if you're just adding, was it Brandon? That's it.
You know what? I think Brandon did actually say that too.
And he said either 2 and 1 or 1 and 2. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Let's see. Snowman 707 said 1.5 inches to each of my middle fingers so I can flip people off better.
Imagine that though, because like an extra 1.5 inches on your finger.
That's incredible.
You look like an alien if you do that. Like E.T. Like it's like
You wouldn't even have to like drop any of your fingers. You just hold up your hand. Yeah.
As you were slapping people.
Do the little Italian thing.
Ooh, I'm flipping you off and disapproving. That's how Italian said.
Let's see. What else? Oh, somebody said, I'm glad you mentioned the World Cup. Something about, I love the soccer, sure, but I love the exchange of cultural binge drinking intricacies, and I think that's beautiful.
Cosine. That is for sure awesome.
Did you see the video of the South Korean dudes in Mexico, and they were doing basically a keg stand in like a terracotta pot full of tequila?
I didn't know that the Koreans and the Mexicans were so tight. I didn't realize that there was like,
I don't think they were before this.
There's like this, I saw a history lesson about it. I wish I could remember it correctly.
Oh, man.
If only Gravy was here to Google it, but it was like, when there was a problem with the Korean political system, and so there was a bunch of asylum seekers that were in Mexico, and then they became like entrenched with Mexican culture. You look like you're about to throw up.
Like, sorry.
You had your eyes closed, and you were like...
It was a lot of... Yeah, that was... or random beer here. Thank you, Tartan Army.
Yeah, thank you.
I had to change my shirt because I smelled so bad.
The Fartan Army is what's coming next, right?
They really don't wear anything under those kilts. And they're not afraid to show you either.
And you were not afraid to ask.
I was just like, hell yeah!
What was it? Gosh.
Can you imagine tarps off? Reverse. Kilts off.
I was at the game on Friday night, the Mariners game on Friday night, and there was definitely a tarps off section up in the outfield where there was a bunch of people swinging their shirts, and there was a bunch of Australians there, so I'm sure that was part of it.
Oh, I'm sure. Man, it was so great seeing a lot of the Mariners were in Boston when the Scots were up there, and the Scots were at the game, and I'm confusing myself here. I am so out of it. Sorry.
Yeah.
The Australians, when they were in Seattle against USA, and then they went to, they tried to pull a doubleheader and went to the Mariners game, and Boston, the Red Sox were in town. The Red Sox guys, the clips from Nesson, were zooming in on these Australian guys sitting in the front row, like mouth agape.
Yeah.
Yeah, just full on go.
That's the noise that was coming out.
Yeah, I was at that game.
Yeah, that was the game you were at?
Yeah. It was amazing. Oh. There was a bunch of people that had been out all day drinking $14 beers, or if you're at the World Cup Stadium, $21 beers. That was...
Did you guys run out of beer up there?
No, not to my knowledge. I think I think that when it comes to drinking populations, the Australians had no shade on them, or the Belgians that were here. Great drinkers. But I think that Seattle's enough of a beer town that it was not going to be a problem. And you also, think
Boston isn't where they ran out of beer?
Fair. I would posit, though, that the beers up here are all like 7 or 8 percenters. And so, like, a lot of the beers that you're having at the pub before the match or whatever, it's not a 4 percenter. You're drinking, you know, diesel.
You're drinking a little heavier.
Yeah. And so I think that, like, you probably can, not that there's not pilsners and stuff to be able to get or whatever, but outside of the stadium, I think you're drinking heavier than you would be outside of maybe some other stadiums.
Very true.
One of my favorite experiences was going to Miller Park in Milwaukee.
Nice.
I was with non-drinkers, so that we didn't like really take advantage of it. Ooh. But people tailgate the baseball games.
Every day.
And so they're getting lit on Miller Lite or whatever before
they
go in.
What else do you have to do in Wisconsin besides cheese?
Yeah, cousins. I don't know if I should say that.
I'll try it.
Which cousin would you start with, Siege?
You know what? I do have a history with all of my friends' cousins, so...
All right.
Well, it's true.
I'm not doubting you. I don't like, I'm not a fool.
My buddy Nick's cousin.
That's debatable, I guess.
My buddy Gabe's cousin.
As long as you're not. Okay, we cannot. That's not.
Are you back on the sake?
Let's go back to the list of things that I just have in my, my thing. Pig jizz.
Oh.
Magic That's right. Mushrooms.
Forgot about that one. Curing cancer.
Did we do pints versus tugs? We did. Yeah.
We did.
I'm just going to scroll way down. Cum trees. Brandy and Coke known as karate coffee in South Africa. Oh, I forgot about that.
Somebody sent me, why ask ChatGPT when you can ask Siege? He'll lie to you. And I'll do it with affection.
I have an example of the robots lying to us from today. I was interviewing the executive director of Seattle Pride, and I couldn't remember what the Grand Marshal's name is. Deontay Draper, I think, is his name.
Nice.
Deontay something. I can't remember.
What's up, dummy?
Yeah. And good dude. And so he's the Grand Marshal for it. Really cool guy. I've interviewed him before too, and everything. It was fun. But then I was like, also, it's one of the sports teams. And so like when I Googled it, I was like, who are the Grand Marshals for the Seattle Pride Parade? And Google responded with, this isn't me on ChatGPT getting lied to by, LLM or whatever. Google was like, Seattle Torrent Ultimate Frisbee team. is the co Grand Marshal. I was like, what? I feel like it's the
women's hockey team.
Yeah, that was like huge in the gay community in the last year. I feel like that's probably it. And so I had to tell them before the interview. I was like, hey, just so you know, you might need to get on top of search engine results here, because like Google definitely thinks that you have Ultimate Frisbee players hosting like the and hey, Ultimate is fine, don't get me wrong, it just doesn't carry the same weight as like one of the most popular teams of the last year.
And you know what, if we're being honest, if the Torrent did decide to play Ultimate, I would probably go watch them too.
Absolutely. I'm in. Like, I support the Ultimate Frisbee team. That's fine. Like,
I only support the hockey team playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Okay. You don't support the actual team playing Ultimate.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Here's a nice note that I have. A new Florida Man Murders episode out now. Kentucky. Brandon's butthole via Sean.
Oh,
I don't know
wow.
what that means.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Is Greg the male Karen? What?
Wow. Like that.
That's the question of the week. Wait, what? It's the week.
Is Greg the male Karen? I think that has to do with Republican Kirk.
Oh, I'm sure it has to do with me being mad about
you in traffic. Graffiti. You in traffic and graffiti.
Yeah, follow the goddamn rules. That's what I want. And I don't
want... Except for the left lane. Don't follow them there.
No, because the left lane is for crime. It's acknowledged. Anyway. What else do you have, Siege? Anything?
I love Mexico. I love their women's ice hockey team.
We're just saying things about ourselves now. I'm 6'5" and right? a half.
I don't remember what this one is in reference to. I think this was to us starting a show that we would need to put on the biggest damn talent show this town has ever seen. Like, what are these stupid lines?
I love that.
Oh, an old comment that I kept. You know, even when you suck, you're okay.
All right. I have a Renaissance man of Latina sex.
Ah, yes.
That's good.
Oh, man. When I was brainstorming a Christmas commercial for Dude Wipes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Minty Fresh Dude Wipes. Do you know they got Bomb Pop flavored ones?
What is that? Could you make that a sentence I understand?
Dude Wipes.
Yeah.
The ones that I still purchase in Minty Fresh flavor.
Okay, for wiping your butt when you're in public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get a travel bidet, just so you know. Gravy sent me a picture of his.
I'm not walking around with no water pipe bomb. Dude Wipes now come in the flavor of the Bomb Pops, the 4th of July Bomb Pops. It's a limited edition.
Why do they need to be flavored?
I mean, it's like Brandon said forever ago, pre-toothpasting your butthole.
Like, I'm planning on having some action down below. It's like, I'm going to dude wipe my bunghole.
Yeah, it's like Banaka for that last kiss.
Oh, bro, do they still make that? Is Banaka still a thing? Because that
I remember how high percentage of alcohol that was. I can only imagine like kids in middle school just like...
It's still a thing, dude.
Is it really?
According to AI, it's an AI overview from Google. Banaka, a popular pocket-sized breath freshener that instantly kills bad breath and bad breath germs and neutralizes odors. So if you, all right. Known okay. for its concentrated, long-lasting mist, is sugar-free, zero-calorie, and typically costs around $2 for a portable bottle. Is there like a non-portable version?
That's just right? Like in your $2. Wow. That's cheap. I would get that. That's flavors. Cheaper than a pack of gum now.
There's Banaka, not Bianca.
Bianca.
Banaka Fast Blast.
Whoa.
Okay.
I met her too.
Banaka Aeroblast Blast. Isn't that the
Aero
character?
Aeroblast.
Isn't that the character from Street Fighter? And common flavors, peppermint, spearmint, and cool mint.
Cool all right. mint. Cool mint. Just like my dude wipes.
You could put, well, never mind. I'm not going to suggest anyone do anything with Banaka. That's all right.
I'll do it.
Or Bianca. Also, Bianca Bustamante, the former McLaren driver.
Ah, yes. I knew a woman named Bianca Champagne. She was an exotic dancer.
No. Gasp. With a very real name like that, she was an exotic dancer?
Yes.
Crazy.
In my notes, I have a whole just section of plus size lady Halloween costumes.
This week on the Fat Bachelor, a Halloween episode.
Also, the Halloween party.
Also, is this a good idea, dude? I'm like, sexy chubby angel.
I have a note. Remind Brandon of the time he put in the group chat, "I have so much wisdom that no one appreciates," and none of us responded to it. The definition of the word logorrhea.
What?
Pathologically incoherent, repetitious speech. Oh, that's right. When somebody called us logorrhea.
That sounds like a AI version of a Sublime song.
I don't practice logorrhea.
No, I do practice logorrhea. Well, Siege, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll try and do some actual nerd talk. How's that sound?
That sounds decent to me.
We'll also do This Week in Dreams next on Nerd Talk Plus.
Dick slides into cheese. Fill you before you fill me. I like food sex now. Haiku review of Japanese corn dogs.
Oh, it used to be for anything, right? You could just haiku review whatever you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was jarring. So, okay, this is pretty interesting. I find it pretty interesting. I was told today when I did the story on air that I was going to get canceled in Seattle for doing it.
Hell yeah, let's go.
It's not as offensive as you would maybe think. So shout outs to science teacher, Mr. Phillips, who listens to the radio program on the Odyssey app. By the way, for anyone who doesn't know, I'm a full-time radio host.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of people don't know this.
People don't know that. They just think we're just some jackasses in a basement.
Which we are. Yeah. But also, I do this professionally 6 days a week on the radio.
Somebody asked me the other day, they were like, "Hey, how come you guys don't do the show live at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app anymore?" And I'm just like, whoa, you have been listening for years.
Yeah, that's like, that's wild. That's what people cared. That's so crazy. Anyway, I was told I would be canceled for this take. I did not know that when you consume, now listen, I know there's going to be a white monster joke, but that when you consume coffee and you consume tea products, that you're getting a totally different experience despite getting caffeine from both. What say you?
Really?
Hmm.
I mean, I guess that's true. Is it like tea will hit me quicker?
I've never noticed before, like other than, yeah, maybe like if I have tea, I get a little, especially if I get like, I love a London Fog. I don't even really know what that is, but I like it. Maybe it's chai and black tea or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's like something like that. Yeah.
It's like a latte with tea or something. I don't know.
Whatever. Something like that. Yeah.
I order them frequently because I don't know anything about tea, and then people mock me for it. Anyway.
Here's your London Fog, jackass.
I found out something really interesting about tea, though. This is from iflscience.com. Ooh. Coffee and tea might deliver the same amount of caffeine when you consume them, or a similar amount, or maybe wildly different amounts. It doesn't matter. But there's a amino acid in tea leaves that only exists in tea leaves and a couple types of mushrooms. It's called L-theanine.
Yeah.
And L-theanine.
I'll take a handful of those pills.
If you have caffeine without L-theanine, like a cup of coffee or probably a white monster, I don't know for sure. But if you have a cup of coffee and you have that, it ends up giving you the jitters and it rattles your nervous system more. Let's put it that way. But L-theanine increases acuity and mental focus and the ability to stay on task.
Oh, my God.
So, like,
is that where I can see into the future?
If you're about to run off and, you know, compete in some sort of ancient archery contest.
Do lines of Althaeanine.
Althea. Well, I'm not going to go that far, but having tea beforehand will help keep your hand from rattling as bad.
Having tea beforehand.
Yeah, as opposed to White Monster. Yeah, that other White Monster. The other White.
The other White Monster. They're both fun.
I don't know. I found that to be like really,
I never really thought about that. I do know that obviously when I'm going in to do like voice work sessions and I'm going to be in there for hours upon hours, I do drink tea because it's I know that.
Throat, yeah.
Not just for the throat, but because I can, I guess, concentrate longer. When I drink coffee, I'm just like bouncing off the walls. I'm like insane. Like if I know I'm doing some of the cartoons where I get to go crazy. I'm drinking so much coffee.
I'm not going to stop drinking coffee because I like coffee. I'm getting more and I'm getting like, what do you call it? Like insufferable with coffee. I'm like learning how to do good pour over and stuff like that. Right. And so, I'm just going down a coffee rabbit hole, but when I like think this through, I'm like, oh, I should probably be drinking tea in the morning so I can focus and do well instead of being a mess all the time.
Yeah, but this is also why the English are insufferable.
Oh, because they can stay on target.
That's right. They focus and they look down upon us.
Here's an interesting story that I saw today from Nerd Talk, the day of recording it. That doesn't really matter. It's not pertinent. But when we are trying to switch to green energy, right? Like to EVs and to have more electricity, tea leaves, L-theanine is also really good at storing energy. Dude, this is so cool. I found this to be so interesting. There's like this Swiss company and they've designed a way for storing energy that doesn't require batteries. And I find it fascinating. It's like a giant, what they've done is they've taken these giant 35 ton blocks. All right. And they have a mechanism for like raising the block up. Right. And it clicks into place, kind of like a drawbridge for a castle or something like that. And as they collect wind energy or solar energy, they use that power to hoist all of these giant blocks up. And it's like a balancing act of getting them into the right spots so that way the tower that they're building doesn't tip over or whatever. But they get these big 35-ton blocks and they move them around and they get them hoisted. And then when, say, it's not a windy day or let's say the sun goes down and everyone gets home from work and they start using more energy, they get that energy back by using gravity to pull it back down to Earth, and they add a little bit of resistance through gearing. And as the things are going back down to Earth, it turns a crank and powers your crank. And turns a crank and powers a generator, thus generating energy to be used. So you're not using batteries to store this energy. You're purely using the energy, like I forget which law of, you know, physics this is, but like you use it to raise the thing up, it's suspended there, and then when you need it back, you slowly lower it back down, it turns the crank on the generator, and you get that energy back again. Pretty brilliant.
Sounds like the water wheels from like way back in the day, except it's raising a giant brick of Swiss cheese.
I was in the Netherlands once upon a time, and I went to a place called Zanzeskans, and it's where all these like idyllic, what are they called? With the clogs. Wind energy and the windmills. Yeah.
Tulips.
And so we go to Zanzeskans. It's like definitely just like a tourism thing or whatever, but you go in, you get to go
into
all these.
Did you ride a bicycle there?
No, we could have, but we also had a 1-year-old with us, so we didn't. Yeah. But we go there and it's really pretty and everything and cool, and the Dutch are cool or whatever. And, we get there and you can go inside a few of the different windmills and see how they work. And they're still functioning mills. What they currently work on though, is they grind up materials to make pigment, and they specifically grind up like chalky stuff, and they make the lines, the stuff that they use to paint the lines on the soccer pitch.
The White Monster.
They're just grinding up the solid crack rocks into.
Oh man.
But they grind up the whatever it is, the substance to make chalk for the football fields there. So they're using those giant windmills to make things to play sports, which I think is very interesting, like a very strange combination. I found that to be pretty cool.
Who was that? Robbie Fowler, who did the snorting up the sideline?
I can't remember who it was, but that is an all-time John Manley favorite.
I love that.
Of course you do.
What colors do they make in there? Just regular old chalk?
They can make other things because I brought back like a vial of green.
Of L-theanine?
Pigment or whatever to give to our screen printing buddy, regular Keith.
Oh, yes. That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Shh up, dummy.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's cool, though. Like, I didn't know that they actually still did anything other than, like, just kept them for posterity's sake.
I feel like it's more impressive if they're actually doing something, probably. So they probably, it's probably something stupid.
So they found a reason for them just to make cocaine.
Like,
I love it.
FC Zanziskans is right next door or whatever. So maybe they do it on for their field or something.
Yes, I don't know.
But I would remember being like, I would like to support this team and buy one of their jerseys. They're
they have 11th shirts available? Division,
you know, Dutch football or whatever. It's not.
It's basically a t-shirt with like a bar name on it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Sieges.
Also, Nerd Talk Plus. Can we sponsor FC Zanziskans?
Dude. Now you're talking. Like, you just got to buy us the shirts. Like, yeah, right. Done. But I got a guy. They'll be there on Thursday. Don't worry about it.
But regular Keith can put his name on the shoulder.
Oh, dude, we should look into this. I definitely want to sponsor like a fourth tier Dutch soccer team. That'd be cool.
This could be so great.
This is the problem if we ever got billionaire money. This is exactly what it would all. We would be broke because this is what we would do.
Like, literally, I have like $0 and I'm out here making stickers and t-shirts and trying to get a P.O. box so I can send people free stuff.
Doing the Lord's work.
Let's do it.
Can you imagine though if like one of the SpaceX rockets went up and we literally got them to paint it like a wiener? How funny that would be.
Put a sounder hole at the top.
So after months of replacing humans with AI and then taking a bunch more humans to train that AI to eventually replace those humans, in 2026, the makers of Instagram, Meta, their CTO, their chief technology officer, I think, says that, excuse me, their chief officer, my mistake, certainly changes my opinion of his take on this, but okay, hear me out.
He says that it's not such a bad place to work after all.
Says that morale is probably one of the worst it's ever been this last year.
You don't say. That's why they need a chief titty officer.
Hot.
So, can you guess how? It's not boob related, but can you guess?
I was going to say it's right there in the question.
Can you guess what their solution is?
Fire them.
There's a handful of things that they were going to do. None of them is
more than a handful.
Depends on who you talk to. I'm a handful guy, but some people are more than a handful of ideas.
All sizes.
Exactly. That's the attitude. He says that one of their solutions is they're going to increase the budget for snacks.
Oh my God. That's like when the building's burning down and the boss throws a pizza party.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it's like or like a fireworks party.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cake and a fireworks party.
I don't know more about that story. I think it was Business Insider where I read it, but I found that to be very
sounds funny. Great. All I know about with the AI going on right now, especially with Meta and some of those other major companies, even Amazon and whoever else, that were having the massive layoffs for AI. They're like hiring everybody back because it's going to cost way more money to use AI than it is to actually have people do it.
Well, and it's, I think it was kind of an interesting tactic where they all overhired and then like they all had like too much budget into personnel. So then you lay everyone off and say it's for AI. And then you bring a bunch of people back or new employees or whatever, but you don't pay them as much as your previous.
Oh, they're not? I thought.
No, I don't know.
I would have been one of those guys been like, nah, man, you want me back? You're going to have to pay me more.
Sure, but there's so many people in tech without jobs right now. I bet you there's certainly going to be people that will undercut you just to get a job and then start the process over again. It's just, I don't know what the right answer is there, obviously, but it's...
Run the machines.
Oh, dude, for sure. I saw somebody's bumper sticker today, and the sticker just said, compost the rich. And I was like...
That's so Seattle.
Yeah, this is the most Pacific Northwest thing I've maybe ever seen, and I love it. I want that sticker.
That's great.
Maybe it was the billionaires, compost the... No, compost it was probably the rich.
The billionaires.
Yeah, real nice. Do you have a Waymo self-driving taxis in Miami?
Oh, man, it's insane. The Waymo self-driving taxis... Because there's nobody in there to stop us. We have women climbing out of the sunroofs and shaking ass on top of the car as we're going down A1A.
I've never been happier that I'm going to Miami.
Welcome, my friend.
It'll be interesting. Oh, can I have sex in a Waymo? Or no, there's probably someone watching.
Listen,
still.
Listen, buddy, right? It's Florida. You can have sex wherever you want.
Hold still.
I'll be there.
I know. Just sit still. I need a stable platform.
I'll cradle you like a baby.
Can you cradle too?
Yeah. You think this is my first rodeo?
No, I don't, actually. The Waymo taxis, one place that you won't see them, we just got them in Seattle as well. They're mostly in Bellevue. I haven't seen a ton in Seattle, but you see them in... the greater Seattle area, and they don't have people on board, or they do have people on board still. They're still training them, and so there's a person driving around.
That's weird. I didn't know that. So even with the AI automated cars, we still have to hire people.
So I think that's probably happened in Miami too when they first started. They're like, you can't call one yet, you know what I mean? And so it'll be soon. But you won't ever spot them currently on the freeway, on the highway. They have stopped driving. The robots have a real hard time figuring out how to avoid construction zones and closures.
Man,
so they just punch it right through.
So I saw, I don't remember, this was maybe like a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Waymos were, because it was the middle of the day and they didn't have a lot of riders, so they're not exactly parking. They're not going to pay for parking spaces. They were just driving around, and for some reason, they were all congregating in this one neighborhood, and there was like 30 Waymos just going around this like one tiny cul-de-sac. There was just and people were like video, like families were videoing them being all freaked out. Like, what is going on? What is happening?
This is what we signed up for.
Yep.
I love that. I like chaos where no one gets hurt. I like kind of like victimless. I mean, I'm sure there's a victim, don't get me wrong, but I like kind of victimless shenanigans like
that. That's the fun stuff.
I had a friend who figured out how to hack into the radio frequencies for the drive-thrus, and then he would just go sit in the parking lot across the street and then just call people fat.
Like the drive-thru or whatever. Can I get a Big Mac? Sure, fatty.
you got it. like that type of, there is a victim there, don't get me wrong, but like that type of like, no one's really getting harmed, which is like funny, is very funny to me. That's like my favorite. Apparently, Waymo has had more than a dozen incidents of their cars going through like roped off construction zones.
Oh man, that's crazy. Like, I swear, I keep seeing them like going down the wrong way on one way streets, and there's accidents in the middle of an intersection, and police have the place roped off, and nobody can go except the Waymo just keeps on driving like straight through an accident scene. I'm waiting for the time where there's, you know, somebody on the street in agony, and Waymo's just like,
well, it was that time that Michael said that he hit a speed bump on the freeway. Anyway, my question is, have they figured out yet how to drive a Waymo up onto the train tracks? Until then, Arizona's still got you beat here in Washington. So, yeah. Stop trying to take our jobs, robots.
Man, what was that giant tractor thing that they had to, it was a small car too. Wasn't it like a Mazda CX-3 or something?
Yeah,
like
it was like, or? It was like it was the smaller SUV. Sedan. Yeah.
Yeah. And, didn't they have to like go backwards almost half a mile to get it to a place where they could put it on a platform?
Yeah, because they drove up a significant altitude. Like they got up like not high, but like they were like
they were
18
like three
feet in the air.
Stories, four yeah, stories yeah, like off the crazy ground, and then they drove out like out of the station.
I couldn't tell based on what I saw, but yeah, they had to bring in like, I think it was like a track truck, like a construction vehicle that drives on the tracks that comes up and lifts the car out and backs it down. And then they have to like go back down to where they can set the car on the actual earth. And so that's wild, wild stuff,
man. Oh my goodness. ABC News. Residents of a Northwest Atlanta neighborhood are raising concerns over Waymo vehicles crowding their streets. Self-driving vehicles are flooding the residential streets. Up to 60 Waymos were stuck in a cul-de-sac in a suburban Atlanta. The picture is insane. They're just all facing the same way in the corner of the cul-de-sac. Oh, man. It's like that scene from, what was it, I Am Legend, where all those things are in the dark. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's Greg Sinha film. I Am Legend.
No.
Well, there's all these like vampire zombies that are in a building and they have to stay out of the sun. So they all like herd in the corner and they're also like, breathing really fast.
Masturbating.
Basically, picture a bunch of vampire zombies masturbating in a corner and you have this picture of Waymos.
Yeah, totally checks out. It's definitely something a coherent person would say.
Oh, it's a brand new sentence. Damn it, Brandon. Why aren't you here?
Why isn't Brandon here?
He was talking to us the other day.
Does he not love us anymore?
I was going to say, maybe he loves his family too much.
Should we go to Spokane and tickle him?
We should definitely go Spokane and tickle him.
I mean, obviously to his office.
We are going to one day just like barge into his office, storm in through the door. People are going to be like, wait, you can't go in there.
With a marching band.
With a marching band and a bunch of magicians.
Yeah, of course. I wish people understood how often, it's not like every day or every week, but often enough that Siege has a harebrained idea and it ends with, to Brandon's office.
It's always in his office.
Imagine the double life that he's leading. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, man.
None of those people know about
us. It's so true. And then wasn't there one person who was just kind of like, hey, I heard your podcast.
He's like, shut up. You shut up.
No. Don't say anything. These people can't know.
You met his mother-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, she loved me.
Of course.
She was like, she was ready to move down here. She was checking property prices.
Yeah. It'd be so awesome if you married Brandon's mother-in-law.
But I'm already going to marry his mom.
Well, maybe Utah is the answer then.
Wait, wasn't it you guys said I'm not allowed to get married anymore?
No. You're allowed to get married as much as you want. I don't care.
It's up to you guys to stop me.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely not allowed to get married again unless it's to one of Brandon's moms.
There's an episode title, one of Brandon's moms.
Yeah, I'm in the process. Well, okay, so what can we do then to get Brandon back on board? Because I'm out of nerd talk stories.
tell them we have a house to sell.
Okay. Go on.
I know that there's a thing that goes on down here, at least in Tampa, where there's the guy who needs a tour of a house, and he's just like, oh my goodness, you have ants on your feet. Let me get them, and starts rubbing people's feet. Maybe we could do that.
Where's this going?
I want to touch Brandon's feet again.
Again.
That was one of my favorite confessions of the episode the other week, where Brandon's like, yeah, I used to have so much problems with feet stuff, and then I didn't, but only with Siege. He broke every one of my boundaries.
Somebody said to me this week, they were like, we were walking through my neighborhood, and I was like, oh, that's where I get my nails done. They were like, what? And I was like, yeah, that's my spot. You do that? I thought you only did that for the show. And I was like, no,
you kidding me?
I've probably been like 10 times total or whatever, but like, you don't like some small Asian lady rubbing your feet? It's like, I don't know that I do.
Large Caucasian man.
Siege. Please switch careers. Please.
I should. But see, damn. I do.
Please.
Oh my God. I don't want to go to like tech school. I just want to show up. I just want to clock in.
Okay. I've got an idea. Two things. One, showing up to a nail salon and just clocking in is hilarious.
Just sit down and start washing feet. Oh, that's the quickest way for me to get arrested.
Listen, certainly someone listening to the show knows a way for you to get some access to some foot.
Can I do street skipping pedicures?
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's just like, if you could just learn how to do it once, maybe.
I'm good at painting nails. And as we all know,
that's not important.
I'm a trained massage therapist and reflexologist, so I will rub your feet and calves.
None of this is important. The important part to me is that you just start doing this. Okay? And then at the same time, create an anonymous OnlyFans.
Set up a couple of those 5-gallon buckets on the street corner. You sit on one and put your feet in the other.
Play the drums on another.
Yeah.
Outside of the Marlins games.
I just wash your feet in Little Havana. Oh, tonight I would have made so much money with a Tartan Army.
Dude, you need to switch professions.
I really do. Please, man. Is it too late in life?
People are like, can I also do my fingers? Like, no, get out of here.
No! Feet only. Only like feet.
That's what old soft hand Gerg is for.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!